If the global community came together, provide the resources, we can do it. But I see for an organization like CFC, it is never-ending job.
Welkom bij Van Missie naar Impact, een podcast van ABN AMRO Mees Pierson, Instituten en Garitas, waarin wij 7 vragen stellen aan organisaties met een maatschappelijk doel. Zij vertellen over het wat, waarom en hoe van hun missie. In deze aflevering gaan we iets internationaler. We praten met ambassador Sheikh Mohammed Belal, managing director van The Common Fund for Commodities.
First of all, welcome.
Thank you for reaching out to us. Thank you.
Yeah, well, later we will discuss whether the mission of your organization will ever be accomplished. But first, the corona lockdown has been a difficult time for everyone. How was that for the Common Fund?
We are also badly affected because of this pandemic. The lockdown that has been imposed on businesses is a huge shock for so many of our clients. The direct impact on the CFC member countries differs in a scale and intensity, but one thing is certain that everyone is impacted in one way or the others. So for a lot of our businesses, there are unsold inventory, there are layoffs, there are bankruptcies, there are closed store, unpicked crop, drop in online orders, people losing jobs, and in cases, family losing their only members. So yes, it was quite devastating to some of our clients.
Has the normal daily work for your organization started again, or is it still difficult to do your job?
I think fortunately for us, we have a very good IT infrastructure, which was there from before. So we haven't stopped working even for a day. But we remain very compliant with all the health instructions that we received from the Dutch government. Complying all those things, we are mostly working from remote up to some time, but now most of our colleagues are now that came back to the secretariat, but we are still following all the social distance and all the protocols. So we haven't stopped working even for a day. Maybe you can say on the contrary, because of this pandemic, our workload has increased significantly because we are receiving a lot of distress calls from our clients. So we need to answer to their calls and try to make them assured that no, we are there for you.
The Common Fund for Commodities, ofwel een gemeenschappelijk grondstoffenfonds, is een autonome intergouvernementele financiële instelling. Het is in 1989 opgericht vanuit de schoot van de Verenigde Naties. Het vormt een partnerschap van 101 lidstaten plus 9 institutionele leden.
What's the mission of the Common Fund?
Common Fund is a very unique kind of organizations. Not many organizations you can see who are devoted only for the commodities. So Common Fund for Commodities is the only organization which is specifically dedicated to the commodities. Why, you may ask? Because poverty is entrenched mostly in the commodity producing developing countries. So if you are producing commodities and you are not doing much of value additions, then you remain poor. Your resource remains as a curse rather than an opportunity. So it is our job is to convert that commodity into a marketable product so that they can gain a better livelihood, more income, and better connectivity with other regions. This is another thing we try to follow when we do a project, say, in DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. We try to see do it in the border area with the Rwanda so that they can also work together and a kind of friendship and connectivity we can create through that kind of community development. We have a wonderful project on the border of DRC and Rwanda doing on cocoa, and now they are now they haven't exported 1 ounce before. Now they are exporting it even to the Europe. So our mission is to see that how we can convert these raw commodities into value-added products so that they can get a better return for their harvest.
How do you intend to accomplish that mission?
Yes, that's a challenging part. It's easier to say because now if you want to do this kind of things, everything needs money and also you need people. so that you can do these things. These two things are, we are in short supply. But fortunately for us, Hoyon, we were created back in 1980s, in 1989. We have now over 101 member states. So at the time of their entry to these organizations, they invested a fee. And that we are now in return investing to other kind of investments, mostly in the impact funds, and we are getting some returns and we are recycling it. And there are some general member states like the Netherlands and some other other OECD countries that give us some voluntary contributions. So with that fund, we are now trying to scale up the projects, and we are being very choosy. We are trying to do projects in a way that will not only create better supply chain, but also help us to introduce some innovations, better way of doing things. And that's how I think we can scale up the things with a small amount of money. We don't fund big projects. We fund only a small, say, from 0.5 million to 2 million. So this is the market size. Not many impact investment funds are in that league. So we are, in a sense, in a very unique fund, and there's a huge demand, but it is difficult to serve everyone's interest. But good thing, we have a very dedicated group of people in our secretariat, and with the help of the Netherlands, so far we are not doing bad. I think we did, in fact, quite well. Let me give you this perspective. When we created in the 1989, at that time, the goal of the organization was different, mostly to implement the international commodity agreements. But after working up to 2013, that changed this completely. Now we are an impact investment fund following the roadmap of sustainable development goals, SDGs. So it is more for the poverty alleviation, for the zero hunger, for the gender equality, and for the best work for the environments. So it is totally a transformation. And as you speak that, I think by the end of 2019, because of our work, we have almost 520,000 people extend to take a step out of poverty, thanks to the project that has been supported by our fund. So we serve for the SDG 1, and up to 44,117 hectares of additional land will be cultivated because of our fund. And nearly 5,500 new jobs will be created with the net income per job between $965 to $4,716. I'm talking about 219. And for a developing world, an income like $965 is tons of money. So our goal is to not only give them a better income, but also a better way of living. Because as I said, we try to give them more institutional help for more innovations, better way of doing things. And gender equality is a big part of our what we do. So in kind of, I think, female representation among the total beneficiaries of some of our projects increased from 18% to 70%. We have few projects only run by the women entrepreneurs, absolute 100% women entrepreneurs. And it's amazing, you cannot believe it. Some of them, they came from the poverty, and they know what poverty is. In a project in Kenya now, one women entrepreneur, she was poor herself. Now she built up an industry providing nutritious food to the schools. You know how important is the nutrition. And now she scale it up, and with our fund, now she is providing food to almost hundreds of students in different schools, and it is making good business as well.
Het mandaat van de Common Fund for Commodities is bij te dragen aan armoedebestrijding door de inkomensgenererende capaciteit van grondstoffenproducenten te versterken en de kwetsbaarheid voor hun economisch welzijn te verminderen. Het fonds krijgt hiervoor vrijwillige bijdrage van de lidstaten.
Can you imagine that there will be a time that you are ready, that the mission is accomplished?
I wish I say yes. And in fact, to tell you frankly, I am over 50 now. I cannot expect to live forever. But in my lifetime, I want to see that there is no longer poverty is as rampant as it is now. Nobody, my friend, is entitled to remain in that poverty. And poverty is not their choice. It is enforced on them. So if the global community came together, provide the resources, we can do it. But I see for an organization like CFC, it is never-ending job. It is a long fight. You have to continue to do. And we are now only with our every other day of work, we remain even better committed to do more because we can see the need. Supply is very short. So we need people like you who can convey our message to your leaders, to your people. They should commit and they should support with resources to organizations like us so then we can work for them. Because if they remain happy on their home state, they will not jump on a boat and come to your shore. So better way of keeping them there happy, give us fund so that we can invest and we can make them happily live over there where they were. Nobody want to leave their house if they have a means of living there. And we know how to provide that.
In totaal hebben sinds de oprichting meer dan 520.000 mensen geprofiteerd van de leningen van de Common Fund for Commodities. In de meeste gevallen zijn dit kleine boeren die onder de armoedegrens leven, zoals gedefinieerd door de Wereldbank. En voor het jaar 2019 is het aantal mensen dat rechtstreeks profiteert van de projecten ondersteund door het fonds bijna 80.000.
Have you had a personal experience while working for the Common Fund that made you sad or inspired you?
I don't feel sad because I know the state of affairs. Working for poverty is already a lost battle. So I don't get upset. What is more important is that every day I am more committed to do more because I can see the people. Because every day, and this is another thing I want to say about this organization. Common Fund is perhaps the only organizations in the developing world who has followed this tradition of totally bottom-up approach. We don't go to the people with our prescription. They come to us with what they need. And from that, we select and we do according to what how they want. So it is totally bottom-up, not top-down. And we have all kinds of projects requests we are receiving here, and I can see that how we can really make a difference. And I cannot name a country now. I can tell you this. This is a project that now I have in my travel. A group of women in developing country who are now making their livings breaking stones. Women breaking stones. Now, with our money, they are now converting that to from breaking stones to making crafts. And they are also working with the chain like Zara, H&M, IKEA to buy that products. So these women who are breaking stones, now they will be making crafts that will make your house look good. Maybe one of them could be in your house too, because Zara and IKEA, everyone will be carrying these things. So when you see that your product can't emancipate people from that kind of hardship, how do you feel upset? I'm always optimistic and pumped up to do more.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for your inspiring story.
Dit was Van Missie naar Impact. Benieuwd naar de andere verhalen? Kijk dan op financialfocus.nl of beluister de andere verhalen in uw favoriete podcast-app.